So, when, how, why did you affiliate with Havarah Shalom?
I cannot remember her name, but there was a woman that I knew, and her daughter actually lived in Portland, and she and I had been talking, and she said there's a new congregation that is forming up there, and I think it would really work for you and Dave. And so when I came up, I looked into it and then came to some meetings as the group was forming.
Okay, and what drew you to Havarah?
Well, when I came to the meeting and heard the people talking about being family oriented, taking care of what was needed, because at that time there wasn't a rabbi, and the people were very nice, they were very welcoming, it just felt good.
What roles or positions have you held in
President,
Havarah?
would you like to hear how I became president?
Sure.
Well, we were looking for rabbis at the time, and our rabbi search committee, of which I was part, was discussing a certain person that had been interviewed, and people were getting a little nervous because we hadn't had a rabbi in quite a while. And so I said, "You may not hire that person." And the response came from Eldon Rosenthal, and he said, "Well, if we can't hire him, then you have to be president." And I said, "Fine." But I was smart. I got Kathy Jaffe, who I've worked with in Portland Public Schools, to be my vice president.
And she's a very organized person.
Are you trying to tell me I'm not, just because you've known me forever and ever? And then when I moved back here, I was on the TO committee, Tikkun Olam, and also on the rabbi committee.
You
And
ever on the steering committee?
except for being president, I said,
No.
that's enough.
So, what year did you become president?
1987.
Okay. So, you had been in the congregation for a
Yes. Oh,
while.
yeah.
Okay. Can you remember important events during your term in a leadership position?
Well, thanks to you, who was nice enough to remind me of some of these events by running off some of the news letters that we had. One of the June 1987, we did not have a rabbi, but my letter to the congregation was redirecting us to the values we had and our goals that we had. And I said, "You are the essential part of Havarah. With Havarah identifies you as a person who participates in Jewish religion, expression, and community that emphasizes individual and family participation in shared religious and educational experiences, in creating a personal, unique celebration of Judaism, determining the direction and goals of the congregation. We support each other in difficult times. We join with each other to celebrating joyous occasions." And then I thanked everybody for being part of Havarah.
Okay, so what other things happened during your year?
Well, first of all, one of the things is that up to this time, if people needed a reduction in their dues, they called the person. Well, we changed that. We had a form, so they didn't have to call anyone. They could just fill out the form and send it in. And we, at that time, we didn't question people. If this is what they said, then we believed what they had done. But it made it easier for them not to have to call somebody personally. So we did that. We also, at the time when we were having our high holiday celebrations, found that one of the big expenses was babysitting. So we kind of started discussing why was that, and we realized that one of our goals was to embrace everyone who was part of Havarah, And by the time children are in fourth grade, they should be coming to the services. There are adults who got up and stretched. So, you know, the young people could get up and go stretch if they wanted to. But at that time, they were all in the babysitting. And we said, babysitting is babysitting. We did acknowledge that there may be some children who needed not to be there at services for many different reasons, and that was fine too. But we really wanted to encourage making this everyone was welcome. And if we believed in our own spirituality and our own goals, then young children needed to be part of that. And so we kind of really put that out there. The other thing is that we started the social, what is now Social Action Committee, that came out, and I think it was in November. First I want to tell you that that in August of 87, Joey called me to say he'd arrived in Portland. And so we were very excited. And one of the reasons why we were excited about him is because we know he chose us because he applauds our philosophy and congregational participation. And so we know we had chosen someone who would be very comfortable with who we were. And I'm going to digress a little. There had been some, I don't know whether to call it bad feelings or misunderstandings, but we didn't feel at that time that the reform movement had supported us the way we were hoping in choices of rabbis. And so we did start during my term looking at Reconstructionism. It felt good when Joey was here. He liked that also. So,
but he was not trained in Reconstructionism. No. What was his background? Do you remember?
He was Reform, if I remember.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that right?
I think so.
So one of the things that we did was we decided that there was a need to talk about social issues. And we had a meeting at Leslie Eisenstein's home, and people gave us their input. And then we heard it all, and some people, and I guess I made a big deal out of it, didn't call me and say what they wanted to say, but they actually wrote it out. And I said, for me, that was more comfortable because then I knew I was expressing exactly the way someone wanted it. So at that time, I asked people if they could please send me any comments that they wanted to make at a meeting that they couldn't be there, so I didn't misinterpret something. So then I reread it a couple of times, but I also made a big deal out of the fact that those of us in the steering committee had a responsibility that the individual participants of Havara did not have to have. And I made the comparison of my job as a school psychologist. I didn't worry about administration, I didn't worry about cost, I didn't worry about what other people thought. I came to represent that one child and my opinion on it. But that those of us on the steering committee had to let go of our own, maybe, narrow view, if we had one, and open up to hearing and listening carefully so that we really took in what is the congregation saying. And because of that, the way we started this was to have a social action committee that began at that time, but it was to bring forth what was happening that they thought was important. And this is what the steering committee came up with from listening. And I had also, I'm backtracking a little, but I'd also called, Neva Shalom and the temple to get how did they do things? And they all said at that time that the important piece was not to isolate people within the congregation. And the way to do that was not to say at that time, this is what we're doing. This is what we're going to represent for the congregation. So our purpose in the beginning was to educate and give out information and pros and cons about whatever this committee decided was important enough to bring to the congregation so that individuals could then participate. There were some activities, though, that we did do as mitzvahs. There was a women's shelter, and there's the food bank. So we did participate as congregations in some activities, but especially political issues were left up to the individual. So.
All right. So were there any other social action things that were done during your term, or was it was mostly educating and getting people ready to take a role?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So if this was Joey's first year,
mm-hmm.
So how was that transition in your mind? How was the transition of him coming into our congregation as a brand new rabbi?
Well, we wanted people to understand that just because we had a rabbi, it didn't mean, oh, now I don't have to volunteer. He's going to take care of everything. We kept emphasizing that if you had a problem, bring it to the steering committee. If you had a concern, bring it to the steering committee. We'd all discuss it. We have group meetings where everybody's invited, and we intended to stick with what we had said our values were and our goals, and that was to have participation by everybody in the congregation. So for a while, it was one Friday night somebody would do a service, and the next Friday night Joey would do a service. So and there was, you know, we weren't a huge congregation, so he wasn't drawn into many other things like he was mm-hmm. since he's retiring today.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy and I met with him every week just to see how was he doing, what were his needs. And a very nice thing that Norma Reich had come up with was that everyone who could think of it, in order to welcome him, should have an envelope, and in the envelope it might be a map of Portland and say, this is a really good walking trail, you might want to take it. Or, we're going on Friday, do you want to come with us? This is a good restaurant, here's a gift certificate to the restaurant. Some people in town that you might want to meet, here's their name and numbers. So. We thought that was a wonderful idea as a way to welcome him, and appreciated her input with that, because then he would see what did Portland have to offer besides Havara.
And where was he coming from?
Texas.
Okay. And he had a previous marriage there and children there that he was leaving, so he came as a single person.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think the perception of Havara Shalom was in those years in the community?
Hippies.
And why do you,
outliers.
Why do you think that they had that impression?
Partially because the other religious institutions were much more conservative and more in the line that the rabbi led everything, and he did, you know, you followed his lead. And that was not Havara. There were some institutions in town that some prominent members of Havara did not think highly of, and so there was some conflict back and forth. And speaking of conflict, I think it's important for people to know that even when we were small and beginning, that there was some concern about differences in money issues with people, and there was some concern about east side of town versus west side of town, and so there, it was there, and we got people to talk about it, and then as a steering committee and as my letters tried to emphasize, you can come from the east, you can come from the west. When you get to Havara, you're one congregation. We're all working together. You may have some better ideas than we do. We may have some old-fashioned ideas, and you can tell us, you know, how about this? And that was one of the reasons why we never questioned anyone as to how much they were paying in dues, because that was our purpose was not to ever shame anyone or make them feel they were not welcome.
In the 4 years that you were back in Portland from
three years,
moving from Washington and moving to California, you were here for a few years. You got involved in Havara again.
Yes.
And what were you doing at that point?
That was the when I said that later on I had been part of the Tikkun Olam and the Rabbi Committee and did quite a bit of work with those too.
In all the years you were living in Portland, what kind of activities did you have in the greater Jewish community? Did you have anything that you did in the greater Jewish community?
When I was living here, I would say I did volunteer work and I was also working. But it wasn't so much the greater Jewish community as it was through Havara, finding out about things that we could do and doing them with friends, volunteering, that type of thing. So it wasn't the greater Jewish community, it was through Havara.
The other thing, I don't want to lecture, but I'm hoping that whatever steering committee is there, that they do remember that we need, as a steering committee, to let go of some of our own prejudices, thoughts, feelings, while we're listening to the congregation, to make sure we take those in before we make decisions, because it's hard sometimes to do that. But I have faith that Havara has enough people here who are able to do that, and hopefully who will be able to be on the steering committee.
All right, thank you.